Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In Jeff Lewis's world, there's never a dull moment.
I was in the most extreme pain I have ever experienced in my life.
There is a shortage of older, handicapped, plus-size, white, gay male models. I've ditched the Tramadol, the Meloxicam, and the hydrocodone.
Whoa.
Oh, God.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with actress Denise Richards, Megan Weaver, and Shane Douglas. Good morning.
Good morning.
Denise, do you have any idea what you've walked into this morning? Have you heard the show before?
I have.
Okay. All right. So you know what to expect today.
I do.
Okay, good. It is a safe space.
I know. Thank you.
Yes. we won't talk about anything you don't want to talk about.
Mm. Okay.
But first, we're going to mention yesterday after the show. So are you familiar with the Chumps, Denise? Okay. So co-host.
I did a no with my head.
Yes. Okay. So basically what happens is that guests will come on, and if they are popular with us and the listeners, mm-hmm. we bring them back repeatedly. So then David Bedour called us all chumps. He was in an angry text. So we now call ourselves the Chumps, which are the regular co-hosts.
We identify as chumps.
We do. Mm-hmm. So she's like, what the fuck?
And no, I got it.
So what happened was is that we're not allowed to say like people's real names of people that work here at SiriusXM. So we rhyme names so you don't know. So Smelly in HR told me that we had to take a mandatory 2-hour harassment training because it's like the law or something.
What?
Yeah, like it's like California law.
Some bullshit.
I've taken it.
But she's trying to say that it's the law.
I don't think it's law.
I can see it being a law.
You can?
Sure.
You have to take a 2-hour.
Well, there is a 6-hour course, but I think she knows like the level of intellect she's dealing with.
Right.
So she said, just take the 2-hour harassment course.
That's fair.
So we went after the show yesterday. It was Chef Stu, Mercedes David, myself, and Shane. We walked over to find out when the harassment training will be taking place. So, because Smelly wants all of the chumps. She wants all the regular co-hosts. So she was going to get back to us and talk to Jim Thompson. That's not his real name.
Right. I'm catching on.
Yes. And get back to us when...
And Smelly isn't the real name either, right?
Right.
Okay.
So
got it.
Just to give you an idea, we weren't out of that office 3 minutes when this kind of sexy guy who works here, he's like 6'7", you'll see him. His name's Andrew. And I guess not kind of, like he is.
Yeah.
He is. So Mercedes was all about it. And she goes up.
Oh, that's
and
her type.
She introduces herself to, did I say his name?
Yes, you did.
Oh, I need to rhyme that with something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Mandrew.
Anyway, so she introduces herself and then like, she's fucking shameless. She says, I'm married, but I'll make an exception.
I love her. OMG.
Within 3 minutes of signing up for harassment training. And then Shane and
I guess we need it.
We had drinks at Soho House last night with two SiriusXM executives, one of which is pretty like high
important.
Up in legal, pretty important.
Real important.
Like in legal or whatever.
Yeah. She's like a big deal. Oh,
so when we were done, and I did have a couple drinks, but the service was fucking horrible at Soho House.
It always is. It takes 7 years to get anything you want there.
You have no idea how I had to stalk people for a second round. In fact, what happened was I went up and asked our waiter, said, hey, we'd like to do a second round. He's like, I'll be right there. Never came back. So then I went to this other waitress and I said, can you please help us? We've been waiting like 30 minutes for a second round. I know that my waiter's really, and I'm cool. Like I watched those guys like,
they're hustling. Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, look, I know he's really busy. We just want to get a second round. And she's like, I'll put it in for you. And then I just like give her $20 or whatever. And then we got the second round. But
you have to order two at the same time.
That's what I realized now. That's what I realized.
You gotta get order two right when you sit down.
I mean, it was really busy.
It was
Super Bowl.
And it was like a good group of people. And my therapist says that you wanna hang out at the places where your future husband is hanging out. So Shane, did you see him last night?
I saw a few future husbands.
So on the way out, I was like, thank you so much. Had a nice evening. And I had never met this girl before. So I was like, you're so hot and skinny.
I don't think you're allowed to say that.
No. Because there was no response.
Uh-oh.
So that's not an HR thing.
She is hot and skinny.
She, right?
It's not a lie.
She probably took it as a compliment, but didn't want
to
say.
Right.
Right.
What she should have said is, you're hot and skinny too. I was waiting for something.
Well, I think she doesn't want to get in trouble either.
Right. Probably.
Probably.
Now, where are you living now? Because you were living in Malibu for years, right?
In Calabasas too. So
right. I remember because I was at the house in Calabasas and you had about 42 pets. and I remember.
I could live on a farm, I would.
Well, pretty much that was a farm.
Pretty much, but that's my dream is to actually have a place in Montana.
I was wondering because I remember an Instagram post from a while back that you guys were going to move there, but you never did.
Well, we haven't yet. We've been looking for places, trying to find the right spot, but that's my dream place. I would love to have a place in Montana and then go back and forth.
Back and forth. Because it seems like a little isolating to be there the whole time, like all the time.
Yeah.
How do you really feel?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it would be. But I love it.
No, I loved that beach house you had.
The beach house was great.
And then what happened after the Woolsey fire? Wasn't there a ton of smoke damage?
A lot of smoke damage and then flooding and all sorts of things. And also, it's not that secure on the when you're on the beach like that.
Right.
People can just walk up to the back door.
Did they?
There were a few, so it wasn't as secure as I would have loved.
I haven't had a stalker in like 10 years.
You deserve one. You look great.
Thank you, Shane.
You deserve one. You look great.
All right, so now you're back in Calabasas.
Yeah, I'm in
you
Calabasas.
Were in Malibu because I watched, obviously, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and you were on seasons 9 and 10, and that was like 2019 and 2020, if I remember.
I'm so glad you know the years and what seasons they were.
I know, and actually, when you go back to flipping out, like, I don't even know really the years. I just know, like, season 3, season 5.
Right.
But in the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, you were living in a second home in Malibu also. Do you remember? That one was, like, off the beach.
Yes. Yeah.
How long were you there?
We weren't there long. We quickly, because we were in 11 hotels after the fires.
Oh, wow.
So we quickly got a rental there and then trying to figure out where we wanted to land. It was a different house, but it was in Malibu still.
No, there was a lot of controversy your last season.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know.
Of Real Housewives. A lot of controversy. And, you know, you and I have spoken since then, so I talked to you and Aaron at Kyle Richards' party, and then you and I had lunch recently.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of people are under the impression, because of the show, that there was this fling between you and Brandy. And that's simply not true.
That's not true.
I
never had a fling with her. And it was, I was so caught off guard. And you were there even at that party.
Yes, I was. Yeah.
And a week later, I was in Rome where I was told that news. And I was, you know, obviously very surprised by it.
Do you think that storyline was produced by the actual production? Or do you think it's more of a Brandy thing to stay relevant? Or
I don't know. It was the show is a very, you know, that's the thing that I told Garcelle when she came on her first season. Mm-hmm. I told her this is very different from anything, you know, you've ever done before. Mm-hmm. And I've done reality before with Ryan Seacrest. And it was a very different situation. And so I don't know if it was from production. I don't know if it came from that. I have no idea.
So basically, what it looked like were at least what from what I saw, is that there were text exchanges. Well, first of all, something happened where you were working in Santa Barbara, correct? And then Brandy...
Little north of there.
And then apparently Brandy wanted to be on, or she wanted you on her podcast.
Yeah, she wanted me to do her podcast. And she had a crush on my co-star that I was working with. Mm-hmm. So she asked me.
Who was that?
Patrick Muldoon.
Okay.
So you're, okay, fine. All right. I thought we were going to have fake names here. I guess we're not.
Snapchat.
So she asked me if she was able to interview me, would I be able to get him an interview too? Because she had always liked him. So I said, he's one of my best friends. I've known him since I was a teenager and one of my very dear friends. And so, you know, obviously I was able to make that happen.
Mm-hmm. And she, did she stay with you that when she came up to the...
She stayed up there. Yeah. She didn't stay in my room.
Right. But you had a big place.
I had two separate rooms.
Yeah.
That were in, there were all these little cottages, and each cottage had different rooms in them with all their own key. You know, people can stay. It's a small place, small town. And so I had two rooms, and I didn't, my daughter and her friend and my other daughter, I didn't want them to stay in a room by themselves because I just didn't feel comfortable with them.
Yes.
You know.
I'm the same way. Yes.
So anyway, there were.
No, you know who's not the same way as you and me? Is Megan, because she actually requested a separate building when you went. Where did you go in Mexico?
All inclusive, honey.
Well, how old are the kids, though?
I'm sorry. They are old enough to stay in
okay,
their own room.
Okay, so.
You didn't answer the question.
Eight and nine.
How old were they at the time?
Like 14 and 15.
Staying in a separate, in a room in a separate building.
Across the resort
in Mexico.
Was it even the same resort in the same city?
All
or did
right,
you
well,
drop them off in Mazatlan?
I was in Playa del Carmen and they were in Cancun.
All right, I'm not being judgmental at all.
I'm totally judgmental.
It's like, but no, it's like every, but maybe your 14 and 15 year old are like going on 30 or something. I don't know.
You're being very diplomatic. No one thinks it's okay.
Yeah, no, at a certain age, and you will see with Monroe that you'll the next building might be okay.
The girls were with you.
Yes.
In your room.
Yes.
Now, how did it happen that, so did you invite Brandy up and say, well, first of all, what was your relationship with Brandy? Had you met her before?
I met her twice. I met her once through an agent, and then the second time I met her was on camera.
Okay.
For the show.
Okay, so then she wants you on the podcast, she wants Patrick on the podcast, or
yeah.
She has a crush on Patrick, whatever. She says, I'm coming up, or was she invited? Like, how did this all occur?
She kept asking me to do her podcast, and I was traveling a lot, and I wasn't around to do it. And so she said, I heard you're working with Patrick, and she asked if the producers could get her to go up there, would I be able to do an interview and then have him being interviewed? And I
said
that's
yes.
How it happened.
So when she arrived.
But you know what? I don't want to get into, because I don't want to give her this platform.
Oh,
that's
oh totally.
Why.
Okay.
Right.
I'm
you
sure.
know what I'm saying? That's why I, when all
oh,
that
fine.
Went down,
oh, fine.
I didn't
okay.
want to give, it was so unbelievable to me because I am.
You don't want to give it life.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And like and yeah, make it a, more of a
she
thing.
She wants it
yeah,
to
of
be
course
a
she
thing.
Does, yeah.
And that's why I didn't want to even.
I guess the reason I'm.
Do you know what I mean?
I guess I know the whole story.
Right.
So I absolutely 100% believe you and behind mm-hmm. you. And that's why for people that doubt you, that's why I was trying to.
You're so sweet to do that. You know, I've been through so much shit with the press, and it was really difficult when I was going through my divorce. It was the first time I had such negative press in my life, and it was very, very difficult. And I think that was such a lesson for me, though, to really block out the noise and just be who I am. And if people believe stuff, they believe it. If they don't, they don't. Because in the beginning, your first response is to always defend yourself. And then, it does take a life of its own, and then
yes.
it keeps going and going. And so my publicist was so great at talking me off the ledge many times, and you know, you gone through stuff, you're going, you know, it's very difficult when you're going through stuff and it's so public, because you don't want people, one of the things, and that's actually the thing that it triggered with me with that situation on the show, was being misunderstood.
Yeah.
And it brought, I was like, but you know, I was like, you know what, fuck it. It's, I don't give a shit. If people believe it, they'll believe it. If they don't, I don't care.
All I guess I care and I don't like, I guess I care,
no,
and I don't like
you.
The rumor that, you know, that it's not true. So, well, but fine, I'm going to answer the question.
Said about me.
I'm going to answer the question.
Really horrible things.
You slept in a separate cottage with your kids.
Yes.
You did not hook up with Brandi Glanville.
Did not.
No, she is hot. If you were to hook up with a girl, that would be a good option. She's an attractive, sexy woman, I think.
I don't know.
And she's a good time. But she does drink a lot.
And gets kind
Same.
Of
but so do
mean.
I.
You're a happy drunk. I think she turns a little bit. The worm
right.
turns with her a little
right.
bit. Right.
So you guys ended up going out and having drinks. You went home early.
I don't want to
Fine.
Really get into the
totally
whole thing
get it.
With her. Because that's why, you know, on the show, I didn't want to give... She wasn't even filming with us. It was the weirdest thing and the weirdest storyline. But looking back at some of the things that were brought up prior to that, I don't know if it was set up, you know, along the way. I don't know.
Well, there was a, I remember a scene at Kyle's house in her bedroom.
Yeah.
That seemed very
produced
and set up.
Totally.
Where that's when they had found out, was it Dorit and Kyle? Somebody was... Was it Kim? I don't know who was there.
It was Kim who brought Brandi to Kyle's house.
And that's when Brandi...
Fully made up, hair, makeup, the whole
and
thing.
And they
just waiting
had
in the car.
A mic for her.
Yeah, yeah, and she was supposed to just wait in the car with all of her makeup and hair done. And then they're like, oh, hello, bring her up. It was, in my opinion, it was totally produced.
Well, also what I felt was set up too was in the beginning when we had all of them over for dinner and then they started talking about threesomes, I thought it was odd.
I remember you telling me this. Because that was filmed before all this went down. And you were like, why do you keep talking about this?
I'm like, what the hell? And they kept bringing it up, and then they were making such an issue out of it. And I thought that was very odd that they kept going.
It's all very sus.
Very sus.
I mean,
yeah.
It's, you don't, if you, the thing is, if I think if you put a bunch of women together and you really start asking questions and getting to know each other, drama will come out of it. You don't have to make
Produce
shit up.
It. I think a lot of us, the viewers, I felt terrible for you when you were ambushed in Rome, and were you working because you were on a separate flight. You arrived later.
Yeah, myself and Garcelle, we were on a separate flight. It took us almost 24 hours to get there because the airlines, their computers went down, so we were stuck at LAX for a long time. But they purposely, you know. Had the other women on a different flight, but the thing is when people said, oh, she keeps leaving, first of all, a lot of the women leave a dinner table after a certain point. Mm-hmm. Why am I the only one that's being called out for that? And it wasn't like I was there for 10 minutes. That's right. The thing that people don't see, it could be like an hour or 2 hours. After a certain time, you're like, I have nothing else to say about this shit. You can either move on from it or not. Regarding, they were on this whole thing with the threesome thing and then bringing up stuff I did in my career. And like, what the hell does that have to do with shit?
I have
you know?
To say, because, you know, you're very famous for some of the movies that you've done, right? One of which is Wild Things,
right.
Where there is a
kiss.
A kiss.
There's a threesome, and then there's obviously a scene with Nev and I.
And it just because you played that character or did that scene in a movie doesn't mean you do it in your real life,
right?
No, for sure.
Yeah.
And even if I do that, whose business is it?
Exactly.
Who gives a shit?
Right.
You
right.
know, I've. And that's the thing, like the first season, I was so open and a lot of people had said, you know, that I was different. The second season, when you are from out the gate, every single dinner, the target, and I kept telling the women, you guys gotta like ease up because it's not gonna look good for you, girl. This doesn't,
right.
Why do you have to be so mean? And they were very aggressive the whole season. it's like they pick one person each season and go after. Mm-hmm. And that season, it was obviously me.
And okay, so you felt that way in your second season.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, because I don't remember the first season.
My first season was great.
They're like easy on you in the first season. Right. It's season two, you have to be afraid.
Watch your back.
Yeah. I was told that. But why? Why does it have to just let things be natural and, you know, let it evolve? And if you start, you know, and the thing is, they knew nothing about Garcelle. Like, ask her questions. I know her because I've known her for so long. But it was really, they don't even know anything about any of our lives, really. No one ever says, hey, how are you?
Right.
It's always about, you did this, you did that, or you think it was very odd to me, and that they, you know, would go after.
There's
one person.
You've coined this phrase that's become kind of iconic, which is the bravo, 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 fucking bravo.
Yeah. Right.
When you're in the middle of this scene, and I just don't even know how I would respond if this incredibly damaging, hurtful, salacious rumor is brought to life after you've been on a 24-hour flight. I know also that you were having some personal stuff before you left. You were very emotional, very raw, very exhausted. Now you just walk into this dinner, and it was horrible. Like, I felt so bad for what happened.
Well, the thing is, too, so when I sat down to that dinner, I was dealing with some stuff, you know.
Very serious stuff, yes.
With my children.
Yeah.
And I they started to go at me. This was before I heard what Teddy said about Brandy. Prior to that, they were already starting in it, and I'm like, oh my God, I can't, another fucking dinner. I'm dealing with this shit. And so I blurted out what I was dealing with, and I said the bravo, bravo, fucking bravo, because I was told to do that from Kyle and Rinna. Whether they want to admit it or not, I don't care. That's the truth. That if you say something like about your kids, or you say the name of a school or something, to do that and
break
bravo,
the fourth wall, yeah.
Yeah, won't air it. So I mean, there's no rule. They don't sit down. The producers don't sit down and say, okay, here's the rules of what's going on with this show. They just like throw a mic on you and you go. So when I, at that dinner, I, you know, said something that
you wanted to protect, and you wanted to protect your child.
Yeah, about my family.
You wanted to protect your family, so you said the bravo, bravo.
Yeah.
And then they used it.
I know.
As a response to Teddy confronting you about the rumor.
Right.
Which is very interesting. So it had nothing to do with the alleged rumor.
No, it had to do with my kids.
That's shady.
So shady.
Sus. I'm so sorry.
You know what? It's okay. It was a very difficult season from day one, because I felt like I couldn't even be myself, and I had surgery during the season. I didn't feel good. I was in pain a lot. But I did show up, and as much as I could when I wasn't working on other projects, just like a lot of the women, you know. But, you know, during those dinners where if I would leave, it was after a certain point, you know, you can only say, I think that they wanted me to fight, and I'm not going to fight about certain things.
Please tell me you at least got like a couple million out of this.
I didn't. And I don't know who started the rumor when I first joined the show that I got $4 million. We know.
Nah.
No offense, Bravo. They don't pay a lot of money.
Right.
So I did not get $4 million.
So why did you do it then?
I thought it'd be fun.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be fun. Thinks. And, you know, Lisa Rinna, who I was friends with, not anymore. But I thought, you know, this will be fun. She has a good time. And
yeah.
Not fun.
Oh, you know what? My first season, I did. I really did enjoy it. And I loved getting to know the women. And it was, that part was fun. I really did.
Yeah.
All right. I need to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
We are back with actress Denise Richards, Megan Weaver, and Shane Douglas. All right, so we're going to wrap this up for a second because I have had, a lot of us have had experiences with Brandy Glanville, right? We can say that maybe it's not always truthful what happens. I'm guessing those texts, these damaging texts that were somehow proof that you were having an affair with Brandy, I believe were fabricated. You don't have to say anything in response. Also, from what I know of you, you're a very open, honest person. I want my listeners to trust you. I want my listeners to know that you're telling the truth. You are very, you're very open sexually. You've talked about it.
Yeah. No, so, I'm very open, and I was very open my first season on the show. And if, you know, if I fucked her, I would have said, yeah, I fucked her. So what?
That's exactly my point.
Who gives a shit? Actually, it would have made an easier trip for me in Rome. Yeah.
You know what?
Frankly.
And I'm really glad you just said that because from what I know of you, you are upfront, honest, sexually open.
Yeah.
And I was thinking that too. Like, if you did hook up with Brandy Glanville, you'd say it.
I would say it.
You would say it.
And then, then it's over.
Yeah, exactly. But then there's nothing to fight about.
Right. No drama.
All right. So do you have Valentine's Day plans? Are you spending it with Brandy? Are you spending it with Aaron? Are you spending it with both? What's Valentine's Day look like for you?
With my hubby alone.
Nice. And will you guys be going out? Will you be staying home?
We'll do a hotel.
Oh, nice.
We do like once a month, we do a weekend at a hotel.
That's really nice.
We do. We do. That way there's no distractions.
So what night will that be? Will it be Saturday night, Sunday night?
Saturday night.
Okay, and if my listeners want to meet you, where will you be staying?
What's the name of the hotel?
Okay, let me tell you. No, it's something that we do, you know, often, and I think it's important for marriage. And
I also want to dispel this myth that guys that drive these big fucking monster trucks have small dicks, because your husband drives one of the biggest trucks I've ever seen.
I know.
You, unfortunately, have, last time I've seen you, you've driven it twice.
I have. Now, I love driving it, actually.
It's so big that you could not get it into the parking structure today.
I could not.
And then where did you end up parking?
I found a parking structure that was high enough. That was 8 feet high. It's a Shelby truck. He loves it. And it was his dream truck. Although now he wants something else. But but I actually love driving it. People really get out of the way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, but we do need to. We assume that when someone is driving a truck like that, that they have a small penis.
Yeah.
But that is not the case with your husband, because you have been very open about how well endowed he is. Now, Megan, I know you were wondering what that means. Is it 8? Is it 9? Is it 10? Is it more?
Yeah.
I haven't
measured it.
I will measure it, and I will let you know.
Just guess, though. Like,
yeah, okay, if you had to guess.
Yeah, just show me on your arm. Just guess, because we can guess. Like, guys,
we're good at that.
Yeah, we're really good.
Yeah, we're visual people.
We've seen a lot of dicks.
No, it's a.
Is it big, like girthy, or like long? Both.
Wow. Girth and length.
Wow.
Oh, this is terrible that I'm whatever.
Is he embarrassed that
now my publicist is really gonna be like, what are you doing?
Safe space. We're in a safe space.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah. No one listens to the show.
And
no
just listeners. Everyone that's listening.
Oh God. I hope you come back, Denise, after today.
I would definitely come back. No, he's I'm happy.
I would be too.
Okay, so there was an article that we've been talking about where it says the majority of couples fall out of love at around 4 years. You've been together now. You've been married for 4 years, but it doesn't sound like that's happening.
No, we've been together. We were married 3 years this past September. We've been together 5 years.
Okay, and it sounds like things are still.
I love him so much. We get the longer we're together, the more connected we are. He's my best for everything.
From what I've witnessed, he is very good to you. He's very doting. He's very sweet. He's very considerate. From what I've witnessed.
He is. He is just a gentleman. He's romantic. He's so caring. He's great with, you know, Eloise. Mm-hmm. That's her dad. So it's
he adopted her, right?
We're going through the process of him adopting her. Yeah,
that's sweet. Nice.
But that's her dad, so
that's now, important.
He's wonderful.
Now, how are the other girls? So I know that Sammy now is she 18?
She'll be 18 in March.
Okay, and is
which
she,
I can't believe.
Wow. Is she living with Charlie now?
She is.
Okay.
Yeah.
And are you happy about that?
Obviously, I would love for her to live with me.
Yes.
She lived with me all these years.
Yes.
But I think it's very difficult raising teenagers now, and especially in Los Angeles, when there's access to everything. You know, we didn't grow up with Postmates and Uber and this and
yes.
that, where, you know, you have everything that you want. And, you know, there's certain rules, and I
enforce them.
I enforce them.
Yes.
And, you know.
And maybe
different rules at
right.
that
right.
house, and that's okay.
Yeah, look, where I'm dealing with the fortunately, Gage and I are very much on. We're both pretty, I think, strict.
Yeah,
I think that we're pretty much in line.
It'll be interesting when she's a teenager.
But that's the thing, because we
that's hard.
We
to
are
be on the same page.
We have other guests that come on that are divorced, that they share custody, and we're finding too that, you know, when they're teenagers and they're not getting what they want mm-hmm. at one home, they go to the other home,
right.
and I don't imagine that Gage and I will have that problem. I hope not. We're on the same page.
I think. You know, Charlie and I, we were on different pages from the beginning.
Yeah.
So if you guys are on the same page now, you probably will. It is a good
mm-hmm.
sign that you will be later.
Mm-hmm.
But teenager, I would not want to be a teenager right now with the social media and everything that you have access to. It's just, I think it's very challenging and difficult for these kids.
So, but you're still, you're talking to Sammy, you're seeing Sammy, do you have a relationship with Sammy right now?
I have I would say, honestly, I have a strained relationship with her, and it's very difficult, you know, and I know though, we'll get back to where we were eventually,
mm-hmm.
but right now it is strained.
Is she in school?
She's not in school.
Okay.
No.
And that's probably an issue for you.
It was, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with certain things, but that's okay.
Yeah.
We can agree and disagree.
You're a strict mom, but not, I mean.
I'm not, I.
Rules.
I have rules.
Boundaries,
yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I'm super strict, but I do have rules and boundaries, and you have to follow them.
When I was at the home, your home in Hidden Hills, I had the pleasure of meeting your dad. And I watched him with, and the girls were little then.
They were really little.
He's amazing with them.
Thank you.
He really is. He still has a good relationship
with
them?
Oh, yeah. He's very close to the girls. And he moved in with us after my mom passed away.
Yeah.
He came to stay for 2 weeks and stayed 5 years.
And wasn't you, and you had, was it called It's Complicated or something?
Yeah.
I love
you
had that show.
Yeah. Was
thank
it on
you. E?
Your dad is so lovable.
E.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's
so
everyone.
Funny.
Thank you. Everyone loves my dad. He's amazing. He's a great father and a great, you know, grandfather. And I'm so grateful that those 5 years too, when he was living with us, it was great that they had such a wonderful male figure there daily.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause at that time too, they weren't seeing their dad much, so it was nice that.
And did your dad find love? Didn't he meet somebody?
He did.
I thought he did. Yeah. Okay.
So is he with someone now?
He is with someone now. Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Okay. So I did also want to, there is a very important story that I think Denise would love, which is the world's smallest stripper. Have you heard of her?
No.
Her name's Sassy Cassie.
I tried to hire her at one point, and I'm
of
actually still thinking.
Did.
For my job?
Yes. I wanted to take over. For you. No, I wanted to. I think she'd be fun at a chump event. She's an
absolutely.
Oh, can you look her up? She's an amazing
are
pole
you doing
dancer.
A chump event?
Chump. We have sometimes we have chump nights.
No idea
remember
what we're
we go,
about.
Going back to the chumps?
No, I know the chump.
We have, chump nights.
We have chump nights.
Oh, I didn't know if you were doing an event.
No, we are trying to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
right.
But they seriously
like
said there's too much liability.
Oh.
And they won't sign off on it.
Oh, that's too bad. It sounds fun.
Someone just this morning said we should do Chump Con.
Yes.
And we should do it in Texas.
That'd be great.
Yeah, no masks.
Yeah, or Nashville.
Or yeah, wherever.
Okay. And we could bring Sassy Cassie. So she's in the news, and I'll tell you why.
Do you have a? Can you go on their YouTube? Because I was looking at it this morning. She, she's actually this amazing pole dancer.
She's 2'10".
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah. And she's being criticized, though, because she has a new boyfriend. She's 32 years old, and her new boyfriend is 19. And he's twice her size. He's 5'7". And are you guys looking? Is this, it's like, well,
that's not the video. You need to see the video.
Small.
Go to YouTube. I saw a couple of videos this morning. This is what I do at 5:30 a.m.
We were talking about articles, and I was like, so there's something about this like tiny stripper. And Jeff was like, is it Sassy Cassie? And I was like, why do you know who Sassy Cassie is?
I love her. I love Sassy Cassie.
Also, when you said he's twice her height, I think Shane and I were both imagining like you were going to say 6'5", but then obviously put the pieces together.
He's a little young for her, though.
19.
Yeah. I mean, I guess he's technically
he's
legal.
He's of age. Yeah, he's of age.
I don't know. He seems
and
a little...
And how old is she?
She's 32.
She's 32.
Okay, so, but
yeah.
The 32-year-old man is dating a 19-year-old.
No problem. Oh, my God. There she is.
You're right.
Oh,
there
yeah,
she is. That... Wait, no, but you need to show the... Oh.
Yeah, she's okay. Riding on that girl's back.
That looks like Denise and Brandy.
Jeffrey!
Are they in a cottage?
Come on.
We're just kidding. What are you working on right now? Upcoming projects, Denise, while we look
Sorry,
for the videos.
She's mesmerized
Sassy
by Sassy Cassie.
This is bizarre.
I know.
I don't want to.
Welcome to Jeff Lewis Live.
Yeah. Look away.
Oh, I love the stripper pole one.
She's talented.
This is, like, different.
That's why I wanted to get.
She'd be fun in a party van. Wouldn't that be great? We just drive around West Hollywood?
Not the 101.
No.
Stay away
from
the 101.
We don't want to lose her. Did you hear about the woman?
What happened?
She was partying in the party van.
No, what happened?
She fell out on the 101 freeway.
Did she die, girl?
She died, girl.
She died. What exit was that?
What?
I don't know, but she had tripped and fell and hit the door, and then the door opened.
Shut up.
They're not safe.
Out the door.
When did that happen?
Those party vans are not safe, I'm telling you.
No.
But that's why, because we were going to get one on the way down to the improv.
Right.
I'm obsessed with it. I really wanted one to go to Orange County.
No, because someone would end up on the 405.
We'll be safe.
I'll stay seated. unless there's a stripper pole, then I probably would.
By the way, there is someone actually that hates their job more than you, Jameson.
Who?
Impossible. I don't believe it.
It's no, it is. It's Danielle at Wells Fargo. I was there yesterday.
What happened?
Oh, my God.
Well, why are you laughing?
Danielle, is that her real
Wells
name?
Fargo.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, no.
No,
you've
that
been
was a
fucking
fake name.
Up this
that is a
whole
fake name.
Time today.
Well, anyway, so what should we call her then if it's not
well,
Daniela?
She doesn't work at SiriusXM,
well,
so you're
like,
fine.
Who Annabelle. Cares?
Okay, anyway, so yesterday I had to go and I had to send a wire and had to get 2 cashier's checks because I rented a house because I sold my house, whatever. So I'm in there, and then they said there's only one person that can send the wire, and that's Daniela. So you'll have to, she goes, but you know, she's in an appointment and it's been going on for a while. This fucking nerd, man. He was in there and he was trying to do like the Wells Fargo app.
Can you set up my face ID?
And kept asking like, and it, just when you think it's over, he'd ask something else. And then
but
he needed,
how do I
like,
change my password?
It was so annoying. But then, so Shane and I were, we did improv actually.
We did do improv.
For you.
Because they had us at a desk by ourselves and there was not 2 seats next to each other. So there was one behind the desk and one in front of the desk.
Okay.
So I played the Wells Fargo customer and Shane, because Shane was like, I would be such a cute banker.
It's like, hey, how are you? Can I see the house? Congratulations. It's so cute. Should we send the transfer?
So that's what we played while we were waiting. But then when Daniela finally was available. By the way, the guy wouldn't fucking leave. Oh, and he would like stand up and then ask another question and sit down. And then I'm like, Daniela, I'm like, what was that guy doing? And she's like, he's been here for 2.5 hours.
Oh, jeez.
2.5 hours. Daniela wanted to kill herself.
Yeah.
I felt so terrible. And I'm like, literally, she has a worse job than you, Jameson. Customer service jobs
are not
suck.
Good. No.
Suck. We should be very grateful. Not you, Jameson, but Alyssa,
this is a
you and I.
Customer service job.
Yes.
This is a customer service job, and the customers are assholes.
Jameson, you don't love your job.
No, I don't love Jeff's. It's a Jeff. I actually do like my job.
Okay. Well,
it's some of my.
It's just the show.
Co-workers and colleagues.
Are you on good terms with Bravo? Would you ever, you would never go back, right? Or would you go back?
I never say never. I mean, I don't think I left on bad terms. But maybe they would say differently. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I'd love to see you back. You know how to play the game now.
Mm-hmm. Well, now
you just
got to
watch your back. You just got to seriously watch your back. Do you remember that scene where Lisa Rinna was like, "You're so angry"?
Yes.
What was that about again?
I don't know.
She was using her soap opera acting tools.
By the way, we do it all the time now.
Yeah.
We
why use are you so angry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Really weird.
It's a shame that we're not friends.
You're not friends. So you're friends with Garcelle.
I am. Yeah.
Are you still friends with Kyle?
I didn't know Kyle before the show. I would be friendly if I ran into her, but we weren't close on the show.
Erica, do you believe that she knew? I mean, what is your opinion?
Honestly, I have no idea. I haven't spoken to her about it. I don't know all the details.
Someone asked me last night about it, and I just think the guy was such a con artist that
he conned
her too.
Yeah.
I don't think she had any
clue. And the charges
clue.
Were dropped. So.
Yeah, I don't think she had any idea. Are you still on The Bold and the Beautiful?
Once in a while.
Okay, so you go back.
Yeah.
Like, how often?
Whenever.
And they must pay you good money, right?
Well, soap operas don't pay a lot of money.
Okay.
It's a lot for, you know, I don't want to say that, but you make more doing other types of shows, but you get paid per episode, but there are days where you would do 2 to 3 episodes sometimes a day.
And then did I read you have a new series coming out?
Paper Empire that's coming out soon. I'm not sure when. And then I've worked on a bunch of stuff this past year.
Good. So you're working.
I've been lucky. Thank God. Even during lockdown and all that, I kept working. Obviously, because a lot of projects were being pushed, but I was grateful and lucky to still be filming.
Good. Good. I do want to take calls for Denise Richards. Natalie in Minneapolis. Good morning.
Yes.
Hi, Natalie.
Hi. Shout out, Shane. Was calling just to give Denise some advice or perspective. I had a falling out, with my mom around the same age, 17, 18. And the best thing for it, my mom did not overly try to pursue a relationship with me. She kind of gave me my space and my time. And after I moved out and I was out of the house for probably 4 or 5 years, we got so close and we've been best friends ever since. So hang in there. It's nothing personal. I really don't think it's personal. It's just part of raising daughters, I think. And I'm currently raising 3 myself. So just there's hope.
Thank you so much for sharing that. I appreciate it. It means a lot.
Natalie, she teared up a little bit. That's very sweet of you to say. I will. I think you're a great mom from
Thank
what
you.
I've seen. And I know that you're a very hands-on mom and it must be really rough, like having this, you know, this relationship the way it is right now. But I do believe it will all work out. And
thank you. I think it will, too. I know it will. Thank you.
Michelle in California. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Jeff, Denise, Megan. Hi. Happy Friday.
Thank you.
So I just want to say you are one of my favorite on Bold and the Beautiful, and I miss you. When are you coming back?
I don't know.
Are you going to have a love interest?
We'll see.
You look amazing. I was looking at the YouTubes this morning. I mean, God, those soap opera stars, I don't know what is in the water over there, but they also have the best surgeons, I think. They don't age. They don't age.
Would you say that they're hot and skinny?
That seems sarcastic, and I meant it as a compliment. You mean you don't want to be called hot and skinny?
I don't know. I haven't decided. Maybe I do, maybe I don't.
That's bullshit.
You're hot.
Everybody wants to be called hot and skinny.
I agree.
Right?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, so again, Jacqueline in D.C., is that what I...
Hey, shout out, Chomps. My name's Jacqueline.
Hi, Jacqueline.
Hi, Denise. I want to really just reach out to you as a mom. This is wonderful to have an opportunity to say to you, I have a child with chromosomal deletion syndrome, same age as your beautiful daughter, Eloise. And seeing her and how you talk about her is just really wonderful. And I really want to thank you for being honest. And, you know, you don't have to share that part of your life and her health. But I want you to let you know that moms like us, parents like us, really appreciate seeing you do so, because it really normalizes it and it makes us feel not as so alone as not having all the answers to what their future is going to look like. So you're a great mom, and I just love you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. Lola just turned 16.
Yeah.
And she got her driver's license?
She did, yeah.
Did you buy her a car?
Charlie bought her a car 6 months before she got her license.
Okay.
Almost a year, actually, before she got her license.
I hope she's a better driver than Megan's daughter, who just turned 16, who got an accident. Was it 3 days after she got the car?
It wasn't an accident. She backed into my boyfriend's car, but that was...
No one got hurt.
You know no one what? Got hurt.
Is Lola a good
Lola's
driver?
A great driver.
Drew is not.
She should teach Drew.
Drew is not.
Maybe they should hang out.
And actually, you did all that extra training for her.
We did the BMW performance school. I threw in a couple more driving lessons.
Still didn't help.
It's terrifying.
You know, my sister was always a terrible driver, and she still is.
great story, Denise.
Sorry. You either have it or you don't.
Now, you probably don't want to do this like what Megan did is you don't want to buy your daughter a BMW and then post it on Instagram. It's not that relatable. And then what happens is people get real angry.
A lot of lashing out.
I know,
so
right?
Just probably don't do that.
Yeah.
What kind of car does Lola have?
A BMW?
No.
Do you know?
Yeah, I do. I don't want to say.
Oh, you don't want to say?
Yeah. A Porsche.
Okay.
Porsche?
No, it's like.
Is it fancy?
No, it's a Volkswagen.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, that's,
you won't get
that's actually much more practical than what
Absolutely.
Megan got Drew.
Yeah, no, she has a Jetta, and it's...
That's a nice car.
It's good. It's solid and safe. And,
yeah. I think Drew should get that big truck that Aaron has.
That's a great idea. Are you selling it?
Denise Richards, Maybe. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank
We're going to be
you.
Back on Monday for a Valentine's Day special with Patty Stanger. We have Sherry O'Terry next week, John Hill, Kelly Dodd, and Rick Leventhal. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.